Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par with me, Maury Povich, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everyone. It is now 8:38, and I'm excited to talk with our next guest. The start of this year's State Fair is less than 4 days away. Can you believe that? Everyone will be looking for all of their favorite places along with the new foods and exhibits. But how do you get there once you've entered the gates? Well, Kristen Donaldson works at the information booth during the fair. And last year, she and two fellow workers decided to launch the Info Booth Ladies podcast. Well, what is that, you ask? Well, Ms. Donaldson is on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline to tell us all about it. How are you? And welcome to CCO, Kristen.
Well, thanks so much. Thanks for having me on.
It's great to have you on. And I know that this podcast is not affiliated with the Minnesota State Fair, and the hosts cannot speak on behalf of the fair, of course. But it must be so exciting that you started this podcast. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, it has been so much fun. The idea kind of came to me in the beginning of COVID when I was kind of losing my mind and needed a new project. And we launched it last summer. And we get to interview people who love the fair like we do and, you know, hear their backstories. We always say the podcast is about the people who make the fair run, that come back year after year, take their 2 weeks vacation, bring back that institutional knowledge and are kind of the backbone of the fair experience for all of our guests.
You know, I have been to the State Fair many, many, many times, as most of Minnesotans. And what I find is that the gate I go in and I say, okay, yeah, I know where this is. I know exactly what street is on. I know when to turn left and when to turn right. And then all of a sudden, somebody mixes something up, right? And at first, for many years, when I was, you know, having my babies and all of my mother's grandchildren, we'd all get together and go, things have kind of changed. And you have additions that are starting to be added more and more every year. So what you do is so important. Tell me how you do it.
Well, you mean working in the booth?
Absolutely. How do people, when people come up to the booth and ask you, you know, I thought it was such and such a place. Where is it now? So how often do the exhibits move around, or how often do you get those kind of questions?
Yeah, I mean, definitely things change every year. We always say it's impossible to know everything about the fair because it is so big, but also things do move and change every year, and there's new vendors every year. But one of the special skills of working in the information booth is a special kind of translating. So people will come up and they'll give you little snippets of information that they maybe heard on the news or their neighbor told them about something. And so you have to take these little snippets and translate it. I had a lady one time come up and ask me, do they move everything around? Do they take down the street signs every year? And no.
No.
It's not that wholesale of a change every year. But, so it's a lot of fun just trying to help people find where they need to go, where they want to go. And we have lots of good stories.
So how does this work for you guys? Do you have someone that brings you information to go, okay, this is the new stuff, this is where it is, this is what you say to our guests that are coming through the gates? Or are you just, you know, you're there. We know that you're there, but we don't know how important it is what you do. So when it comes to people wanting to see the same thing, I know I have several places at the State Fair that I want to see each year, but I don't always get to go. And so where there are certain trucks, or when it comes to agriculture or the butter princes, you know, it's those usually still, they tend to be where they've been. And so as it moves around, how much time do you need to really get it in your head, get it written down, and know where things have been moved that are not where they used to be? And do people get upset with you about it?
Yes, of course. But we have a computer that we can use to look up on the finders that the fair provides us. We have an amazing boss who does tons of legwork trying to figure out what has moved so that we have that at our fingertips. So we have printed materials. We have the computer to consult. We have our memories. Like, I probably about 5 years in the booth before I really had a handle on the street names and where things were. And it's amazing because, you know, you love the fair. I grew up going to the fair. I thought I knew everything about the fair. And my first day in the information booth was very humbling because you realize how vast and how varied the fair is and how many different things are happening every day. I mean, there's so many exciting things to see every day.
So when you guys talk about doing a podcast, are you depending on what you're learning from the guests that are attending, or are you doing it because you want to say, hey, this is what you need to know? It's more of an informational podcast. Which is it?
The idea came from the day before the fair. My colleagues and I, we do what we call a walkabout. So we walk around the fair and we see with our own eyes what's set up for the year, what has moved, what's changed, what's new. And we always engage with the vendors and kind of chat them up. And we really enjoy that experience so much. And that was part of what we wanted to bring to our listeners, was like a peek behind the scenes. I mean, there is so much that happens on the fairgrounds in the last 24 hours. It's absolutely incredible. So we like to, in the podcast, we like to go deep on people's individual stories. So, for example, like this year, one of the people we interviewed was Stacey Barona, and her family owns the Giant Slide and a Cheese on a Stick booth. And she grew up at the fairgrounds. And so she has amazing stories. She works there now, but, you know, this, like, catalog of stories. And we like to go deep on that, like, individual stories, the heart of the fair. And so it's a little bit of it's kind of a personal thing for us. We love to learn those details so we can share them with the guests in the, when we're talking to them in the information booth. And so it's part informational, but part just storytelling and history and tradition and just kind of reveling in all of those things that makes our state fair so amazing.
You know, I tell my grandchildren often, please understand that we are just a collection of stories. All human beings, the whole planet, we are a collection of stories. And how important it is to savor, you know, to really enjoy and remember those stories, because they need to be shared forever. And one thing the State Fair in Minnesota does very well is combine those stories and really let us hear the stories of different people from different areas. And we learn that we have a lot in common. So, of course, I remember the days when, you know, whether it was Black Lives Matter that was interrupting, people were saying, oh, it's interrupting the state fair and people can't get through the gate and these sort of things. What did you guys do about that? Did you have anything to do with that? Did you have to go and calm people down, or is part of your job telling someone, hey, did you hear that this is happening right now?
No, I mean, that's all handled kind of at a different level than we're at. We are near the main gate, so we did, like, you know, witness that sort of thing. But no, that's above our pay grade.
So then what are you looking forward to this year when it comes to what you do?
Oh, my gosh. I'm looking forward to the people watching. It's phenomenal at the fair, and especially from our info booth window. Looking forward to the food, of course, and mostly just making memories with my family. I work till 2:30 every day, and then my kids and my husband come out a few days, and just savoring the 12 days, the Brigadoon-esque of the fair, you know, just being there with everyone and doing all the things and making all the memories.
You know, COVID really changed a whole lot, and people were worried that, you know, will people continue, will the millions of people continue to come out to the state fair in Minnesota? And yeah, I mean, it's been happening, hasn't it?
Yeah, we had a good turnout last year. I mean, less than a normal year, of course. But yeah, we're looking forward to this year. We're hoping to have a good turnout again. We missed the fair. It was just terrible to not have it in 2020. Of course, we understood and fully supported that, but we missed it. So yeah, we're looking forward to being back out there again this year.
So am I, Kristen. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. And if people want to access your podcast, where do they go?
Yeah, you can find it anywhere you find podcasts. So Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, all of those major things. If you just search for Info Booth Ladies, you'll find us. Last year was season one, and we're in the middle of season two right now.
Info booth ladies. What in the world do you wear? Do you have a uniform?
Yep.
What does that look like?
Turquoise state fair t-shirt.
Can't miss you with a turquoise t-shirt. So that's exciting. Thank you so much for joining us and giving us clarity on that. And if people want, of course, to figure out what it is that you guys are doing, just go to info booth ladies. And there's a dash in between booth and ladies. Do I have that right?
On the website. Yeah.
The website. Yep. Info booth dash ladies. Dot simplecast.com. Thank you so much for joining us, Kristen. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back. And I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.